Well, we come to this section now, Dave, where they had finished their breakfast, and Jesus asked Simon Peter some questions. What kind of questions is he asking him?
Well, really, it's the essence of one question, but he asks it three times. He says, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" And Peter answers, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Feed my lambs." He said to him a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Christ said to him, "Tend my sheep." And he said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was grieved because he said this to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." And Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." One of the ways this passage has been looked at, with Christ asking him three times, has been what?
Well, I think certainly we know that Peter had denied Jesus three times. And so, and three appears to be an important number. John says here in verse 14, this was the third time Jesus revealed himself to them after his resurrection. And then we have him asking the question in different forms, really the same question three times. And we also know that Peter had denied him three times. So certainly I think at its basic level, there's this idea that Jesus is confronting Peter with a confidence that he wants, or confirmation that Peter does really love him.
What does it mean that Peter was grieved because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" I mean, his reaction wasn't of irritation, "Why have you asked me this three times?" But what does that grieve tell us about Peter's reaction?
It's possible that what came to mind here is Peter's denial. We know that when the rooster crowed three times, Peter was, starkly reminded of his denial of Christ. Perhaps that came to mind. But it's also just possible that he wonders whether Jesus really believes him. And he wants him to believe him.
And there's some sense in which almost Christ is, knowing Peter's impulsiveness, making sure that he's listening to the question, answering carefully and thinking about what he's saying, instead of a flip answer, "Yeah, Lord, you know I love you." We don't know what Peter's tone of voice was there, but there's a sense in that whole passage there where Christ is trying to make Peter think about what he's asking him.
And he says here to Jesus, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you."
And then Jesus responds, "Feed my sheep." He's saying, "Okay, you're confessing that you love me. Peter, that's good, but that's not enough. Take those things that you think about me, that you believe about me, and turn them into action. Feed my sheep, feed my lambs."
Notice those commands there. "Feed my lambs. Tend my sheep, feed my sheep." The lambs, of course, are the smallest and the youngest and perhaps the weakest. But I think that what Jesus is trying to express to Peter here is that his love, Peter's love for Christ, needs to be evidenced in the way in which Peter is called to serve the flock. He's called to serve the people of God. By taking care of those who are weak and those who are of, perhaps it's referring to those of weak faith or little faith, as well as those who are strong in their faith. But he's called to pastor the flock. He's called to care for the sheep. And in caring for them, he's showing his love for Christ.